A 17-point explosion in a 54-second span late second quarter that carried over to returning the opening kickoff for a touchdown to begin the third quarter lifted Notre Dame to its first ever win in four series tries with the Georgia Bulldogs. Yesterday, New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl. Quarterfinals, college football playoffs. Fighting Irish moving on. 23-10 the finals. They knock off Georgia. Kirby Smart's bunch, two very costly turnovers, plus a huge penalty that gave Notre Dame an extension of a drive in the fourth quarter. Plus, the Georgia offensive line could not handle the defensive front for the Fighting Irish in Notre Dame. Georgia, for the third time this season, held under 100 yards rushing the football. They managed just 62 in the game yesterday. Why is that significant? Georgia this year 0-3. All three losses come when the Dogs are held under 100 yards. They'll finish the year at 11-3. Notre Dame moves on to the semifinal where they will face in the Orange Bowl next Thursday night the Penn State Nittany Lions. Meanwhile, in the other semifinal game, it'll be 1 week from today, Friday, January the 10th, Texas versus Ohio State. Notes from the college football playoffs. All four teams that received byes were defeated in their first game, 0-4 after those first round byes with the top four seeds, and also all conference champions, 0-5 in the college football playoffs. How about that? Not a good night. Thursday night, first ever home conference Division I basketball game at West Georgia. At the Coliseum Thursday evening was Florida Gulf Coast. Coming in, the Eagles knocked down the Wolves of West Georgia 79-68. They put four players in double figures, led for over 31 minutes in the game. They outscored West Georgia 44-28 points in the paint, out-rebounded the Wolves 39-29, and they made more free throws than West Georgia attempted in the contest last night. West Georgia now 2-12, looks for that first A-Sun victory and try to do it at home. Tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock, Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Coliseum, they'll host the Hatters of Stetson. The West Georgia women lost their first ever conference game on the road last night at Stetson to their women. They never led in the contest. Stetson's ladies shot over 57% for the game and rolled on to an easy win as they beat the ladies from West Georgia 79-54. The Wolves continue the road trip at Florida Gulf Coast tomorrow afternoon on the road at 4 p.m. And congratulations to the Central Wrestling Team. They won recently the Houston County Duels, a New Year's holiday event. So congratulations to the Central Wrestling Squad. For the Maine Dental Group and Graddick Sports, I'm Mike Paris.